With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump has been campaigning in Philadelphia as he prepares for a debate with President Biden this week. He stopped in a city restaurant to court voters.
My strategy is very simple. Make America great again. That's all. And we're going to turn it around fast. There's no strategy. We're going to turn it around fast. And I look forward to Thursday. I know he's locked up in a log cabin someplace. You can imagine what he's doing.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Governor Kristi Noem said Thursday night's debate will give President Trump the opportunity to remind voters how they fared during his 2016 term in office.
I think it's an important debate. It'll be a great opportunity for President Trump to talk about his policies and how his policies when he served as president of this country were good for every single family that lived here. They had more money in their pockets. The grocery prices were down. Gas prices were down. There was a lot more opportunity.
Also at SRNNews.com, record-breaking flooding in parts of the Plain States where hundreds had to be rescued.
Across Iowa and South Dakota, days of relentless rain and swollen rivers resulting in record flooding. In Iowa, Eric Tigges with Clay County Emergency Management says flooding surpassed the 1953 record with the river cresting as high as 22.1 feet.
The electronic gauge that the Iowa Flood Center put in was underwater.
He says when the flood gauge is underwater, it's high, and that high water forced hundreds of rescues, says Spencer City Fire Chief Jesse Colson.
This started for us at Saturday morning at 5:15 with our first rescues. We had two people in a submerged vehicle.
By the time it was over,
we conservatively rescued 383 people.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also reports of tornadoes in the Midwest Saturday night. This is SRN News. The Far East is a growing mission field, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, millions of people in that region have given up on religion entirely. 61% of people in Hong Kong, 52% in South Korea, 48% in Vietnam, and 42% in Japan all say they follow no particular faith. Those who do believe in something in those countries are Buddhists. There's a growing Christian population in China, but it represents a small minority of that vast population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump told a group of evangelicals that they cannot afford to sit on the sidelines of the 2024 election, urging them at one point to go and vote, please. He also endorsed displaying the Ten Commandments in schools and elsewhere. Mr. Trump, speaking at the Road to Majority Conference of the Faith and Freedom Coalition in D.C. over the weekend, drew cheers as he invoked the commandments. This is SRN News. Tensions between Israel and Hezbollah and Lebanon.
Thousands of fighters in the Middle East have offered to join Hezbollah in Lebanon in its fight against Israel, according to officials. Fighters from Iran-backed groups have said they're ready to join Hezbollah's fight against Israel if the conflict erupts into a full-blown war. Whilst almost daily exchanges of fire have been taking place since October last year, the situation has worsened this month. An Israeli airstrike killed a senior Hezbollah military commander in southern Lebanon. Hezbollah retaliated by firing hundreds of rockets and explosive drones into northern Israel. I'm Karen Chamas.
Climate radicals strike again, this time at the PGA Tour Travelers Championship Sunday. Six people stormed the green on the final hole while the leaders lined up putts. The protesters sprayed powder and left stains on the green before being arrested. Scottie Scheffler went on to win the event. More details at SRNNews.com.